from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Familiar sounds of texts in the city. We want you around as long as possible to talk Pirates and Pittsburgh sports. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule a heart checkup at UPMC today. Really important stuff that you do this, and very simple to take care of. And if you're going to get it taken care of, why not get it taken care of by the best experts in town, Paul?
Well, we talked about it yesterday, how important those things are. You know, how important it is to take care of yourself and make sure that you're in good health.
So take care of it. Do it. I'll be playing a little golf tomorrow with some UPMC folks, and it's going to be very, very enjoyable.
And then Saturday, are you nervous or excited about your
participation
about the golf tournament?
I'm a little bit fearful because I honestly believe I tore rib cartilage. I think
play 3 days in a row.
I'm just going to play through the pain. I am.
Do you have like a plan? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to gut it out. Who's your friend here from basketball? She's cranking the ball.
Yeah,
what is happening here?
So, yeah, I mean, this is how it is. You see him, he's cranking it too. Did you see? Callis has gotten so much better.
Just in the time we've been here.
From the time that we got here to the time that he is. Are you watching him hit it right here?
Yeah. He's snapping it straight. He's got a short little. See, he was a baseball player. He's just made that little adjustment. There's not a ton of baseball, but there's a very basic concept.
There we go. Watch his swing now.
That you want to create some torque here. And yeah, Harry Callis is creating torque like it's never been created before.
Watch this.
He's Henry Torkelson. Look at this guy.
And in between shots, he sent out the morning show notes 15 minutes ago.
He's multifaceted. Yeah. Well, he's a renaissance man, Harry Callis.
That last shot sucked, but he's been hitting it good. Listen, from the start of today until now, he's the most improved golfer I've seen.
And a wonderful man. Donnie Football sucked. Did you see him? I thought he had a big left-handed sort of baseball
swing.
Here's
the thing. He's athletic.
He is, very,
So if someone just get, there you go. If someone just gave him a little lesson.
Yeah, Donnie Football's one lesson away from being trouble. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you,
kindly.
Mr. Hester.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 82 today with cloudy skies. Listen to this, Paul. The Pirates schedule is out for next season. And the March, April, the first month of the season, is spectacular. They open with a 6-game road trip in Florida against Miami, 7 games, Miami and Tampa. Then they come home. Your home opener, April 4th next season, is Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees, followed by the Cardinals, two iconic franchises. Then you go to Cincy. Then you come home for 6-7 games, and 3 of them are against Cleveland for a little rivalry. Then you go out to L.A. for the Dodgers and the Angels. This is in crinkulent city limits. How about that?
I don't like that.
What?
I don't like the Yankees that early because I think the weather's going to stink.
But it's the home opener.
The home opener with the Yankees?
But the weather's going to stink.
Now I like it.
You want to go watch the game.
How do you know the weather will stink?
The weather's going to stink.
Who are you? Who's the guy who moved out to North Dakota?
It's going to be
Robert
rainy,
Sir. Remember him?
Yeah, Robert Sir.
Sir Lancelot.
Put this one like in here, like Memorial Day weekend.
I have another treat for you, Paul, if you're Yankee oriented. If only I could find it. They're going to visit the Yankees. Oh, no, that's
the
Mets.
No, they're going to the Mets. They're going to the Yankees for the final series this year. It's also the 65th anniversary of Mazeroski's home run this upcoming season, 25.
That's the 60th anniversary of Mazeroski's
65th.
Home run. That's, same thing. That's Stop correcting me, City Limits. Everything I say now, you're correcting me.
I know.
It hurts.
No wonder Lanny Fritteri had to get after you.
I know. What is this guy doing? He's got to jump in.
I got to make sure we have our years right.
For the whole show.
We need to talk.
I know it's been 65 years.
We need to talk to Lanny Fritteri about maybe having another talk with City Limits.
I agree. What is this guy doing? And then there's some other interesting side notes here, but they're not interesting enough to mention.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Astros, Phillies, all the normal stuff. Who are they? Go to Seattle and Kansas City back-to-back and Minnesota. What are they, in the AL West now?
They have
Horsefly?
Wait.
Or Central, I mean?
They have the Sacramento A's.
Sure, he would have corrected me if I got that one wrong. What?
They have the Sacramento A's coming in, too. Isn't next year their first year as the Sacramento A's before they become
Ask
Las Vegas?
City Limits. If you get it wrong, he'll correct you right away. Are they the Sacramento A's Limits?
Next year?
They will be playing in Sacramento next year, yes.
Yes, there we go.
Well, we need to thank these fine folks at Topgolf here in South Fayette. What a wonderful day we've had. We've hit golf balls. We've injected donuts with Bavarian cream. They hand out the syringes. We've eaten pizza from a random man who walked up to us from a place called Big Guy's Pizza.
And he handed us two pizzas, by the way, people have destroyed those pizzas.
Said they were great.
They crushed them.
I had a burrito that was, I never knew the food was like this here. Holy horse follicles, T-Bird. You were in even high today, and you ate a lot of food, right? Was it good? How was it?
Good stuff, man.
What was your favorite? The tater tots? Donnie Football crushed those.
Probably the donuts.
Yeah, the donuts were good.
Yeah. Yeah, with the chocolate.
Do you find eating is different in the wake of your hot dog eating contest championship?
Well, I haven't eaten hot dogs since. I haven't really wanted to.
I was going to say, that probably ruins your appetite.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe until the next.
But do you find yourself
July.
Eating faster or feeling like you're in a contest even with tater tots?
No. No, I'm trying to do the opposite.
Yeah, slow down a little.
Yeah.
And bask in your victory.
Yeah.
And perhaps Filippone could give you the money he owes you. $500. It was almost
a month ago. We're going to keep the pressure on him until you get your money.
That would be nice.
Yeah, the fact that you said in the post-game interviews that you needed to pay your rent and then he didn't pay you is reprehensible, T-Bird. Plus, how do you get your pot without money? Right, Paul?
You guys are crazy.
Well, that's just it. How do you? Yeah, exactly.
He's got rent. He's got weed. This man has expenses.
How can you maintain your weed habit?
Limits? What do you make of this?
Well, T-Bird, maybe he did indeed cheat for the hot dog eating contest, but I was sitting next to him the whole time. He's appeared clean.
Well,
but you never know.
That's not what I'm asking about. I'm asking about the $500 they owe him.
Yes, he should be paid it. It should have paid by far by now.
And Donnie Football relayed to us that Pony is, quote, working on it. That's what I say when I owe somebody money and have no intentions to pay it anytime soon.
Muller made a bet with me and was supposed to pay me $3 and never did.
Is this a PM show disease here? What's
apparently
happening, Paul?
That's right. They make a lot of bets. They never pay.
What do you mean? What do you mean Pony's working on it? Is he arranging some sort of financial deal here? Just hand you the money, T-Bird, and you should get interest at this point.
Interest sounds good.
It's $3 that Mueller owes City Limits he's going to do in a monthly installment plan.
25 cents at a time.
Yeah, 25 cents. All right, Limits, what time are we done?
We have 4 minutes.
Then let's do some texts in the city.
Let's do texts in
you
the city.
You read them. We rate them 1 to 10, please.
Texter, I think the Pirates need to trade for Rooker and J.J. Bladé. The weakest hitter in our lineup would be Ke'Bryan Hayes. Don't forget we could trade pieces like Matt Gorski, Leover Peguero, and Quinn Priester.
Yeah, but nobody wants them. But I do hear, you know, Paul suggested right off the top, let's make a blockbuster with the A's. Let's ship them the entire organization and get Mason Miller, Bladé, and Rooker. Mason Miller might be a starter next year. Schemes and Mason Miller would be the hardest throwing top of a rotation since the game was invented by Abner Doubleday, who then did a one-on-one with Ron.
I give that text a 7.5 or 8, by the way.
I give it a 9 just for what it prompted. Next.
Charrington should go all in for the next 3 years. In 3 to 5 years, Schemes may be here, but if this losing continues, Charrington and Shelton will not. From Jim and Carrick.
What? How did it start?
Jim and Carrick. Charrington should go all in for the next 3 years.
He's basically saying Skeens isn't going to be here for the next few years, after a few years, so why not go all in this year?
Well, yeah, and it sounds like he's saying it that Charrington should do it for his own self-preservation, too, and I agree.
Yeah.
Let's go here. Do something. Nobody's asking, you know, it's like when it comes to analyzing a lot of things, like the Steelers. Like people who respond to criticism by saying, well, you know, what do you want, the Super Bowl every year? No, that's not what I want.
Yeah,
How about
win a damn playoff game more than once every 7 years? That's really what it comes down to with them.
How about a nice little run?
And here's
you know,
the thing.
That's all, and I'm not saying the Pirates need to trade their top 8 prospects. How about one of their top 8?
Exactly, because that's probably what's going to take maybe one of their top prospects and somebody like Sawinski or somebody like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get a player that's going to can help you.
Might take a Hank Davis if you're willing to part with him.
Right.
And believe me, the mere mention of Hank Davis in a trade gets the people suffering the worst from prospect derangement syndrome absolutely, you know, apoplectic over that. How could you possibly trade Henry Davis? I don't know. For a guy who's 29 years old and who's right there with Gunnar Henderson in OPS, and it was 3.5 years of control, yeah, I could trade Henry Davis for him. That's Brent Rooker. One more, Limits.
Jared in Youngstown, I'm convinced there's a large group of fans that wouldn't trade all of our top 10 prospects, even with a guarantee we'd win the World Series. Bunch of brainwashed lunatics.
That's a 10.
Lunatics.
That's a 10 in my book.
Yeah, that's a 10 in my book, too. It's almost like they would also rather the Pirates spend. If you gave these people, Paul, a choice, the Pirates spend $200 million on payroll and don't make the playoffs, or they spend $40 million and win the World Series, they would go for $200 million.
There's a lot of them that would. There's a lot of them, too, if you said, listen, you can win the World Series or win the Baseball America Top Organization of the Year award.
Right. No, they'd rather
win the Baseball America Organization of the Year award.
They'd have a ticker tape parade for that with all the high school shortstops they've drafted. They could have a little bit of Kool-Aid for the occasion. City Limits. What else do they have? They could have a prom. since they've taken all these high school players. I really believe the Pirates are going to win a Whitfield title one of these years, don't you, Paul?
I don't know, man.
They could beat Avonworth.
They're going to have to upgrade some of their positions before they're ready for that.
Thank you, City Limits. Yes. You've been wonderful today, and everybody loves you.
Thank you. A texter said that.
Except for Lanny,
you do a nice job, Austin 316. But all these trades they keep talking about will never happen. Paul is the best. Have a good day. No mention of Joe.
Thank you.
Good, because this whole thing started with no mention of Paul.
So
this has come full circle.
I finally got a little damn respect around here, right? Someone finally gave me a little respect.
Do I owe you anything, Limits?
Only a goodbye.
Tell him $500.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you again to all the folks here at Top Golf.
You can be like Pony the T-Bird, $500.
Yeah, I'll get it to you. I'm working on it.
Yes.
Goodbye, Limits.
Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Paul.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.